That's right, fans of AFL Fantasy Football. It's time for the People's Prince, the father of fantasy, and everybody's favorite humble genius, Jock Reynolds. Over to you, Jock.
G'day, community. How are you going? My name's Jock Reynolds. We're getting right into the business end of the season now, and I'm here, as always, with my good friend, Pooter. Higo Higginbotham, how are you, Higo?
Very well, thank you, Jock. I think you mean business end of the NAB Challenge pre-season, Jock.
Is that what I said?
No, you said business end of the season. I think you're getting a little bit ahead of yourself.
We're all aroused this time of year. We went to Shep, Higo. We had a great time down Shepparton.
Yes,
have
Jock.
You recovered yet?
Yes, Jock. I was in charge of the siren. Yeah. Frantically,
everyone makes mistakes.
Press
Porter.
The button. I was confused, Jock.
Yeah, that's all right. But you're putting yourself out there in the community.
I was
mate.
Without mother. Yeah. I was under pressure,
and I was busy flogging mags.
I froze.
Don't worry, mate. You'll bounce back. Crouching one. What'd you get up to on this round of NAB Cup matches, old friend?
Ah, welcome, I guess I can back of you in Morwell. Yeah. I see St Kilda versus Essendon top up team.
Yeah, what'd you like, mate?
I like top up my belly full of bloody rum.
Oh. Needless to say, there is so much fantasy relevance to get through.
Agreed.
I think what we might just do first, there's been a few relevant speak pipers come in. Thank you for those who have left messages for us. Let's go straight to the speak pipe, shall we, boys?
G'day, Joff. Crouching one, Higo. Lekdog here. Now, I'm just concerned. I've seen a lot of people in the community and outside of the community chopping and changing their team based on singular performance in the NAB Cup, and it concerns me. For instance, this entire preseason, I've had the likes of Zorko, Griffin, Bartel in my team. I've now seen their ownership has jumped immensely, and there's no reason it shouldn't have. But what I'm concerned is people are throwing away their own structures, their own preparation, because a player has had one big score in the NAB Challenge. With the exception of rookies, I don't think we should be jumping off or on players so quickly. Let me know what you guys think of that. I'd love to hear Crouching One's thoughts and Higo as well. And you, Jock.
Ah, welcome, Lekdog. You sound a little bit sad.
Not his usual bubbly
sound
self,
little
is he?
Bit. Maybe you need to jump on, jump off. Mrs. Lekdog, welcome.
Crouching One.
No, he need cheer up. This is very good point. Many men bloody trigger. Oh, he play well. Oh, he play well. He in my team. Oh, he well. Silence! This bloody crazy talk.
I think Lekdog's come up with a very, very pertinent point, hasn't he, boys? Here you go.
Agreed.
People are jumping on, jumping off, getting excited about performances.
Yes, Jock.
Goodness me.
Our structures must remain rigid. Our research must remain true. A large grain of salt needs to be taken with the NAB Cup.
Like a sea salt, not your regular grain.
Oh, the novelty size salt shaker. Big one, big bastard.
Huge one. Right, now, boys, before we unpack what all this means, let's just have one more from Paul.
G'day, Jock. Paul here. Really big fan of the podcast. Anyway, I'd just like to get your thoughts on Robbie Gray. After his standout performance against Eagles, is his price becoming less of a risk? And should we begin to lock him into our teams? Thanks.
Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, cheers, Paul.
Precisely as Lekdog was saying, Robbie Gray became somewhat of the flavour of the last few days.
He has.
On the Twitter sphere, Facebook, many people are now, as Lekdog suggested, restructuring their teams with the highest priced forward, Robbie Gray.
I think it's time for some education for young super coaches, isn't it, boys? Did we learn anything about Robbie Gray after the weekend's performance, boys? Did you see anything in Robbie Gray that made you think any differently of him as a fantasy footballer?
I think he can hold average.
Yeah.
He can hold average. Remember last year he jumped from 82 to 111.
Yeah, he went spaz.
He good player.
He's
a strong body.
But we knew that. We knew that before the weekend.
Yes.
And he played a bunch of kids. And he scored well. What did he get? 160-odd super cage. I don't think our opinion should be swayed based on what happened on the weekend.
Agreed, Jock. Robbie Gray's ownership has jumped to 31.2%. We must consider
I'm not saying I think you shouldn't pick him. I'm just saying I don't think you should bloody fall over yourself to pick the bloke.
No, we must consider a few facts here, Jock. One, a very tough early draw for Port. They have Frio, Sydney, North and Hawthorn in their first four. Now, priced at $596,900, if Gray is to score the same as he did against those teams last year in his breakout year, he will average 107.25. This will see him drop by 30,000. In fact, the way the formula for break evens and price changes is structured, Jock, Gray will have to average more than his 111 to maintain his value.
I'm sitting here with Pooter Higo Higginbotham, widely acknowledged as one of the first and foremost supercoach minds. It's always a bloody great honour to sit next to you, Pooter. So what you're saying to us is, fair weather, it's probably going to depreciate about 40 grand early doors.
What I'm
even
saying,
if he does average 108 odd.
Robbie Gray is very likely to be in the final top six scoring forwards. However, even more likely is Robbie Gray to depreciate in value.
Absolutely.
Round five, he has Adelaide, Jock. Round five, Adelaide. This is important because last year he played Adelaide twice for two sub-100 scores. A
doesn't
79
like the derby.
And an 89. Interesting.
That's very interesting.
I say you're this bloody Wingard out with knee, Mr. Jock.
Okay.
This mean maybe Robbie have to play more forward.
Do you think so?
Maybe, yes.
Can I afford to... I think Robbie Gray's become the sort of footballer that you don't want him filling roles up forwards. You just have him being as bloody damaging as he can be around the ground.
Yeah, they try Westhoff. Westhoff, your Ollie Weinbach in middle, a few other men. Yeah. I think Bartel... and Leeds, Deludio. Cheaper, better pick.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Make yourself a bit of cash. And I think he'll dip down as well. Like, as Higo said, even if he comes out and scores as well as he did last year, we're probably going to get him around 550 at least at some stage.
Excellent, Jock.
Well, I'm enjoying our conversation so far, gentlemen. This is an exciting time of year, isn't it?
Ah, welcome.
Do you mind if we stay in forwards, boys? I really want to extract the marrow out of what's happening up forward because we haven't really paid the forward line as much attention as we have in past years.
I agree, Mr. Jock. I once say one man I saw.
Yeah.
On back of you, Dan Morwell.
Yeah.
Your Santa boy. Jack Lonissa.
He's a good boy, yeah. He's a Seaford boy. Grew up in Seaford, born in Frankston, Peninsula boy. Not much of him. But he was rated the number one small forward for his age level last year. And that's significant. And I reckon, just while we're talking this, St Kilda has done bloody well in this draft. Oh, we've done well.
Agreed, Jock. Agreed. Jack Loney, 117,300, will be hard to fit him in.
It will be hard.
We have others, Jock.
It's going to be hard for St Kilda to fit him in the forward line as well. When you look at Saad, is he going to keep Saad from the elevation off the rookie list? I don't think so.
I think Billings' injury is of great importance to Jack Loney.
It will help him. Well, he had 17 touches, 4 goal assists, had a goal himself, 105 supercoach points down at Morwell.
On the watch list, Jock, I see it hard for him to get ahead of your Hogan's, Clark's, and your Lamb varieties.
And he's very slight. Like, he'll get away with it, Nab Cup, but if he plays against the big boys, he could get squashed.
He goes a Lamb variety. My slipper, save me this. Welcome.
Welcome. Crouching one, hope for slipper. Wisdom.
Okay. Slipper, say me, you watch this movie. You watch this movie. I watch bloody movie. This section make Crouching One stand up to fly kick. Listen this.
This red tube video.
No. Silence of bloody lamb. Listen this.
Lamb.
You see this movie, Mr. Great. Jock?
Hannibal blood
screams. First I tried to free them.
Listen.
I opened the gate to their pen, but they wouldn't run. They just stood there, confused. They wouldn't run. I took one lamb and I ran away as fast as I could.
She'd take one lamb.
I thought if I could save just one, but...
Just one, not two, one.
They'll wake up sometimes, don't you?
There he is.
Wake up in the dark.
Oh, jeez.
That's hear the screaming of the lamb.
Oh, what about the party? All the human blood. Oh, he's a sick man. There could be children listening, and he's not well. And what's this got to do about the supercoach, mate?
Okay, I say you this. Try take two lamb.
What did Mike say?
Cannot take two lamb, only take one. Now, this very important our forward line.
Yeah.
Kane Lambert.
Oh, yes.
Kane Lambert, one lamb.
Yeah.
Tom Lamb, two. You not take both. You only take one lamb.
You're a brilliant bastard, Crouchy.
Tom Lamb, piss off my team. You play good super coach in that challenge. You play shit during year.
Are you sure, though? We've seen him reasonable in both NAB Challenge games. The one thing about him from the draft, he's put on a lot of size.
He did the same thing last year.
The other thing about him is he's versatile, though. You know?
What does this mean? Darling, this mean a tail on the floor versus versatile?
Here go.
Versatile, of many uses.
Yeah, you can play up forward, up back, wherever.
Latin for versatile, which was used during the Latin service when the altar boy was required to do two things at once.
I love it when you talk smart stuff, mate. You just glow.
Thank you.
You're magnificent.
Thank
you, glow.
Thank you.
But he's versatile. And there is talk about Lamb saying, you know, Darling might not be right for round one. And they played him up in Darling's posse over the weekend. They're saying maybe he'll play up forward. And therefore, well, if Darling comes back, he might be gone. But the thing is, he can play forward. He can play back. He's a good size. He's an athlete. I'm a little bit more aroused over him than I think you might be, Crouchy.
Okay, you pick Tom Lamb. You welcome silence of the lambs in your f***ing team.
What about the other? So, Lambert, he's coming off the rookie list. Is he coming off the rookie list? He has to.
Welcome.
Oh, goodness me.
Beautiful. This the lamb you pick.
Yeah.
Welcome.
He can play.
Excellent conversation. Another speak piper jock about that speculative pick. Which? And it comes from Kamush.
G'day, Uncle Jock. Higo, Crouchy One. This is Don Vivant, also known as JC, also known as the Commish, but mostly known as a loving, abiding member of your community. Quick question. Something close to your heart, something close to mine. Rampaging Jack Stephen looks to be quite fit, busting out of the middle and getting plenty of the pill. He's a nice price, sitting around 450 and could definitely accrue some value, and I can't see him averaging under 105 this year. Do you think Jack Stephen is a safe pick in 2015? Commish out.
G'day there. We'll just think it. Don Vivant. I think we've seen you on the Twitters. You seen him, boys?
This boy on Twitter.
Yeah, thanks for the call in, mate. And Jack Stephen, 455.
Borat. Yeah, picture same like Borat.
That's the one. Yes. I reckon like a creamy sort of suit looking.
Oh, yeah, very hairy Dundas there.
Yeah, extremely. Wonderful to hear from you, mate. Jack Stephen, 456K midfielder. We know he averaged 110 back in 2013. 2014, just put a line through, boys. Injured, came back, barely got into things. Question, is he going to get back up to that 110-point average in this new St Kilda team? Because he's looking very, very energetic early this pre-season.
You're saying me, Mr. Santa boy. What you think?
The commish said, is he a safe option? If I wanted to answer that, I'd say yes, he's a very safe option for me.
Oh.
He's priced well and truly beneath his average. I think the only question here is whether you're confident that he'll be able to go not just up, you know, averaging your hundreds, but can he make that 105, 110? I'm going to say he'll make 105 safely, regardless of the attention that he will cop down there at St Kilda this year. 110, I'd be hesitant in saying that he'll get back up there, but gee, this kid can gather pill and he can gather supercoach points. So I'm going to give him the tick as a selection.
I will give him the cross as a selection. I value your opinion. You're a beautiful man. On this one, I will differ.
Righto.
Jack Stephen does have an excellent round 12 bye. Tick. St Kilda do have one of the best early draws in the comp. Tick.
Well, there's two ticks so far, Porter.
TWS, Gold Coast, Collingwood, Carlton, Essendon and the Doggies. Tick.
What's he tickled up your mum or something, has he? Where's the crosses coming from?
How dare you? How dare you?
Yeah, no, that was below the belt, Porter. No, Porter. I'll take that back. No, I'm
you
genuinely...
You want me a flight kick?
No. Look,
I'm genuinely sorry about that, Peter. I didn't mean to disrespect your mother like that, and that was uncalled for. But I want to call on you to be professional here tonight. Let's have a chat later on.
For the community. So, yes. I'm
sorry, Peter.
Round 12 bye is a tick.
I love you, Peter.
I am being a professional jock.
Good boy.
The draw is a tick. However, I struggle to see him going much beyond 105. At 105 average, Jock, this is crucial. If he averages 105, he will hit his round 12 buy priced at approximately 520,000, only making us 65K. Now, this for mine is A, not enough value, and B, compromising a crucial midfield position in our teams.
Mm.
No for me, Jock.
I reckon that's a wonderful call, Peter. Now, I respect your call. I respect everything about you.
You just suck up. No, Crouchy.
I think it's time that we just acknowledge Peter Higginbotham as one of the greatest fantasy footballers we've ever seen, Peter. And you've come a long way, and I love you. And I'm really sorry about what I said before to you.
Thank you, Jock.
Okay, mate. Look, should we stay in the midfield now? We extracted some beautiful marrow out of the forward line. We sort of cracked the bone, and there's a little bit of seeping marrow, and we just scraped it out like snarling, hungry animals. Shall we do the same with our midfield?
Yes, Jock.
Biggest story of the weekend has to be Ryan Griffin. How he looked in the GWS colours. How he got 32 disposals at 90% efficiency. 9 clearances, 3 tackles, 161 Supercoach points. Gentlemen, am I being a little bit of a getting carried away by saying everyone has to lock him in? I know, there's the tag factor. But we wanted to see how his back was. His back's bloody fine. We wanted to see how hungry he was in the jumper. Hungry as a snarling bloody dog. What else do we need to see from Ryan Griffin?
I've seen enough, Jock. He is in my team. Welcome, Ryan Griffin to Mathemagic FC.
Crouching One.
Welcome, Crouching One FC.
We're bloody agreed on something, boys.
Yes, yes, he bloody gun. He in this 530. Oh, very cheap. I think he average 110 plus.
Mm.
Go very close to top 8 midfielder. Even if he only average 112,
yeah,
110, he still end up playing maybe M8 your team in final.
Yep.
This bloody cheap for 530. Welcome.
I think we're universally agreeing here. Will he get the tag? He'll run along. He'll be there with Callan Ward. He'll be there with even Dylan Shiel and your Adam Treloar's are emerging as midfielders. Who will get the tag?
Coniglio. There are many. And yes, I'd imagine Griffin will attract attention as he always has. But yes, he offers us some real value, Jock.
Some are even suggesting, look, Callan Ward, the likelihood Callan Ward will be relieved of the tag might be high this year, and it's 606. Some people are actually considering Callan Ward as a point of difference.
And that is a valid assumption to make. He would be a high point of difference, somewhat of a risk, however, a calculated risk. Jock, we have Wayno on the line.
Wayno, how are you, son?
Go, fellas. How's it going, fellas?
Ah, Wayno, you say me long weekend. You go camping, river?
Just got back from Tawalawa, fellas. You know where Tawalawa is?
Danny Venus Bay, isn't it?
Below Tarwin, I am assuming.
Well, pretty much. We go fishing down there pretty much on the Labor Day weekend. We go fishing and caught a bloody heap, fellas. Caught a heap.
Oh, what you catch? Bloody pinky snapper?
Nah, just mainly carp and stuff. But me and Big Nuts, we don't use fishing rods anymore, fellas. Guess what I'm using now?
Your bare hands. A spear gun.
Nah, get me fireworks. I get about 40 canisters, strap them together, light them, chuck them in. Kablamo, do the serve, fellas. They just come floating up. It's easy as.
Wayne, highly illegal, disregarding of the precious nature of the ecosystem.
He's doing what he does with Supercoach.
No,
he's an innovator.
No,
he's
joke.
Always been an innovator since he was a very young child, Peter.
He
We've
must.
Got to encourage this.
He must.
I've got heaps of fish for everyone.
Good on you, mate.
You know, all mushed up or in bits and or in half or something, but you can still eat it, fellas.
What's caught your eye, Super Cage Boy, son?
Oh, fellas, I watched a couple of games of the weekend. Roll the tape.
Whoa, yeah. Waver's hot tip, gotta go off your tits. Whoa, yeah. Why not?
Oh, fellas, this guy, Fairdinkum, some of the best tats you've seen in the AFL system. Defender mid, I'll talk about Clancy Pierce, fellas, what do you reckon?
Oh, this man bloody good.
Yes, Jock, played a fairly excellent role against Melbourne, 19 touches at 84% disposal efficiency. Supercoach score, Jock, significant.
118.
Yep, 118, fellas, bloody killed it.
Why not?
He's only 278,900. There's another backline play for him and Geary. I'm doing everyone's bloody backline here, fellas.
I mean, we know, we say a lot about Ross Lyon, Wayne, but gee, he loves Clancy Pierce.
He bloody loves him.
He has one or two players. I remember there was bloody, was it Ralph Clark? He has a couple of players that he reckons the sun just shines out of their ass, and Clancy's one of them.
Yep, so he's definitely going to be playing around one of them playing for the rest of the season, fellas. That's if his body holds up.
What are we thinking?
Concern here, Jock.
Yeah, what's that?
Garrick Ibbotson was not playing.
Well, he has had nothing to do with any competitive work at all this pre-season, which is a concern.
Yes, Garrick Ibbotson plays that role. Perhaps Duffield's injury. Duffield's injury may actually help Clancy Pierce's chances. Yes, I do see him in the best 22. Good call, young Wayne.
Wayne, it's a great pleasure to speak to you, mate.
What on, fellas. Oh, I've got to cut some fish, fellas. I'll bring some around for you during this week, all right? You guys like carp, don't you?
Yeah, just knock on the back door in half an hour, mate. I'll come out there.
Be all right, fellas. See you, fellas.
See you, Wayne.
Bye, Wayne.
See you, mate. Now, while we're talking defence mid prices, there were some good performances over the weekend, but I'm frightened, and I'm frightened by the amount of people who are entertaining defence, particularly defence mid price options, gentlemen.
Agreed, Jock. It is becoming spiralling out of control for mine. Jaron Geary, as Wayno mentioned, a mid price defender, 332. Lumumba, the Prince. Played well, 109 Supercoach points against Frio, but a clear mid-pricer. Dean Rampey, 408,000. Then there's your Tom Langdon's, Collard Jasny, limitless, Jock. There are some people considering a full mid-price backline.
That scares the absolute shit out of me. I think this is one of the biggest dangers facing a lot of super coaches out there in the community listening to this podcast, because I'll tell you what I'm seeing. I'm seeing three rounds into this super coach season. We start leagues early as well for league players, and people realising they've got turds all over their defence. You saw Dean Rampey. People are suggesting Rampey will take Nick Malcheski's role down there in defence. He's 408K. Sydney defender, what do you see?
No, Jock, I did not see enough. I saw more from Grundy. Rampy, yes. 95 Supercoach points. However, too much risk associated with a close to 410K spend, Jock.
Completely agree with you. Brad Shepherd, West Coast. A lot of people talking about him. Xavier Ellis gone down with a hamstring. Some saying that might be good for his job security. On 71 Supercoach at half time against Port, played off half back, ran through the midfield. 5 years. I mean, he's been in the system for 5 years now, and to suggest that he's going to come and break out, personally, I don't see it happening. I think I see a turd here in Brad Shepherd. I'm not saying he's a turd. He had a very good game. There's no doubt about that. But I'm not going within a bull's roar of putting this bloke in my Supercoach team.
Wise, Jock.
This remember me of Payan Manis' children's story, Mr. Jock.
Just a little nursery rhyme or something, was it?
The story. We talk to children in bed. We read them story.
Yeah.
This called...
We do that in Western worlds too, mate.
Yes. This called The Three Little Possum.
Well, we got... The Three Pigs, you reckon?
No. The Three Little Possum.
Righto.
And The Three Little Possum. they play in same Supercoach league as local
actual possums.
Yes, possums.
Well, your ringtail or your
yes,
your sugar glider, bandy legged.
It is not important.
Okay,
they play in same Supercoach league as local greyhound trainer. And the greyhound trainer say to me, I beat your leg, I kick your ass. First little possum.
Oh, jeez.
He built his backline.
Do we need to get this legal?
He built his backline out of mid-pricer. The local greyhound trainer come along. Little possum, let me win you. Not by the little hair on my genital. So local greyhound a huff and puff and kick his super coach team. Then use him live baiting. Next little
the Jock Reynolds fantasy football community does not condone live baiting in any way or wish to make overly humorous things about it. Continue.
Next possum. Little possum. He put mid place in midfield.
There's a story about this in my societies, which is pigs and bricks.
Really?
And sticks.
Crouching never hear this.
And grass.
Crouching never hear this.
That's amazing. Keep going. It's very similar.
Possum number two.
Is there a wolf in this one?
No, greyhound trainer.
Righto.
Possum two. Let me play you super coach. Not by the little hair down my stair. So they play super coach and greyhound trainer kick his ass. Use him live baiting. Welcome. Third possum. He's toucan rookie. He kick. He set up camera. Secret camera at greyhound track. He have gun and rookie. He put local trainer in jail. End of story. And go to sleep now, children. Welcome.
That's beautiful, Crouchy. There is a story very similar, except it's pigs and wolves, and at the end the wolf falls in a big bloody pot and they eat the bastard. They bloody eat him.
That is disgusting. Oh, no. Your country crazy.
Yeah,
you scare children.
Oh, no, it's a crazy society.
My country, we nurture and teach the children.
Well, if we have to, Peter, you're sitting there. Peter, are you all right, mate? You're looking shocked. You're looking disgusted. You're pale. Are you all right, mate?
The discussion is barbaric, abhorrent.
Oh, hell.
I am questioning my value here, Jock.
Don't you ever say that. I want to apologise vehemently again, Peter, about the aspersions that I aspersed towards your wife earlier today, mate. Peter, can you make heads or tails of what Crouching's just bestowed? I think what he's trying to say is you put lots of mid-prices in your defence and you're stuffed. Crouch?
Yes, you put them in middle, your stuff.
Yeah.
Live bait. You need to stick to plan.
Yeah.
Gun.
Yeah.
And rookie.
Yeah.
Gun and bloody rookie.
Got to say, Club Jock, the Club Jock podcast, which will be controversial.
Agreed.
Boys, I'm revealing my team. And if you think there's a bit of tension in here tonight, you'll be right, because Peter and I have been arguing all afternoon about my team, which I will reveal in the Club Jock podcast. There'll be a link in the show notes. You just need to click on that, subscribe, helps us do what we do, and I will be revealing the entire team. Inner Sanctum will be giving me some feedback. Peter will be giving me some feedback. Crouching One will be giving me some feedback. On like bloody Donkey Kong it will be.
Yes, and a little bit possum in your team, Mr. Jock. Little bit possum.
Yeah, well, let's just wait and see. I reckon I've bloody nailed it, to be honest with you. Got a big announcement. Significant announcement. Can we do it now?
Oh, yes, Jock.
We're very excited. We want to announce a major sponsor, and that's the crew down at Exotic Limos. You'll hear a lot more about Exotic Limos as the weeks go on, but right now we just want to say we're very excited to sign you boys up for the year.
You drink rum can in back on limo?
Yeah, I'll have to ask you boys. You're good blokes.
Oh, welcome.
Here you go, that'd be good. We'll get you and Mother in a limousine, go down to a craft market or something like that.
Yes, Jock. My sassafras Devonshire tea journey.
Absolutely.
Could be done in an exotic limousine.
Very exciting. Magazine, some people still haven't purchased it.
Mind-boggling, Jock.
Absolutely mind-boggling. And I'm banging on about it. We're all banging on. But it really is transforming people from, I don't want to say run-of-the-mill supercoaches, but this is certainly giving people, what percentage of elitehood do you think it's instilling upon young supercoaches, Peter?
Statistics are tending to indicate a 17.3% elevation to rank just through owning the magazine, through adhering to its wisdoms that have come from previous winners, from genius within the community.
You don't see it on the website either.
No, the content is exclusive to the magazine.
Absolutely.
One who adheres to the structures within can expect a elevation of around 37.46%.
And you reckon he's just pulling this off his head? You're wrong. If you look at the Higginbotham back shed, there's bloody humans in there with electrodes hanging off their heads, reading magazines, test tubes, all sorts of business. You leave no stone unturned in any one of your pursuits, Peter, and it's a great honour to sit here next to you, mate.
Ah, this little bit like you, Mr. Jock. You leave no turn unstoned.
My goodness me. We've reached, I don't know what's happened in this bungalow. I looked at you before as you were talking wisdom creation, and you had a halo on your head. Okay, I don't know if you were visited by an ethereal being, but you were just spilling
blood. Okay, silence.
A lot of love in this silence tonight. A lot of bloody love.
I say silent, you say silent.
Sorry, mate.
This big pipe for crouching one. Welcome.
Yeah, g'day, Jock. Cowsy here. I was driving the other day and this cockatoo came flying out my windscreen. Bounced off. Luckily, it survived. And I thought to myself, cockatoo from Geelong. He's priced at 177k, got 55 last weekend. Is this some sort of sign? I'll be interested to see what Crouching Slipper has to say about this one. Thanks, guys.
Okay, I asked my slipper this, and maybe news not good for you. A cockatoo play, I think best we expect, sub Mr. Jock.
Yeah.
Many men in front. Darcy Langson, Billy Schmidt, Tolan Schmidt, Murdoch.
Yeah.
Even Rhys Bloody Stanley. How he get in that team?
I think he should, yeah.
Many men. Selection problem.
Yeah, I think so.
I think cockatoo. Maybe very tricky pick.
I think so.
He priced a little bit more too, Mr. Jock. He priced 177 too bloody much.
Too much.
This risky. Mid only.
Yeah, you can't see him doing much at Geelong, can you?
But I like the man Kauza thinking. Same like Slipper.
Yeah, he's good thinking.
You kill bird with card.
Yeah.
You look for wisdoms.
That's true.
Welcome.
Anything that happens in life, you've learnt that growing up.
Yes.
You look for symbologies, don't you?
Yes. Pimple on us.
Yeah.
Thinking. What this
What's it mean?
What this mean?
Means bloody Caleb Daniel, forward line.
Welcome.
You know, he's about that size, you see. There's the parallels.
Agree.
We should probably suggest, rather than cockatoo, what about Jed Anderson? Do you think he can make his way into the Hawthorn lineup? I know I'm flicking back to mids quickly, but
Yes, Jock. Interesting. Anderson, well, even Heaney, looked excellent.
Yeah.
And much like cockatoo, we can expect these men to be high-verse candidates. High-verse candidates. Ben Newton, priced at 215, however, I don't expect him to be verse candidate.
No.
And then your Aaron Vandenbergs should be elevated off the rookie list. 127,900 was scored 62 Supercoach points in a half.
I think there's something special in Vandenberg.
And yes, Jock, I would see him as being less of a verse candidate than your cockatoos and your Andersons.
Yeah, agree. Well, one good thing for Anderson, Isaac Smith unfortunately did a calf the other day. Some people might say, well, there's maybe that one extra spot for Jed Anderson, but we don't know. We're just shooting in the breeze, aren't we? Shooting shit, just mates having a chat, talking supercoach, aren't we?
Yes, thank you, Jock.
Absolute pleasure, as always, to be here with my great mate, Peter Higo Higginbotham.
Thank you, Jock. We went where we shouldn't have tonight.
Yeah, let's talk, mate. Yeah.
Keep my mother out of this in future.
Sure, mate. You hang her in for a Darjeeling tea or something like that, mate.
Thank you, Jock.
Okay, mate. Crouching one, always a pleasure.
Welcome.
You've been wonderful tonight. I think this could be a career best for you, and that's saying a hell of a lot, son.
Three vote, crouching one.
I think so. I really do think so. Thanks, community. Have a wonderful week. See you in the Club Jock podcast.